Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In order to approach our gospel reading, which is set in a synagogue with a regular pattern of worship, it's good to kind of think about our regular pattern of worship here in the house of prayer of the Lord. Our church service, right, is roughly the same each week. We come together. There aren't really any surprises. We sing hymns like we just did. We start with confessing our sins and depending entirely on God to lead us. And we pray and we receive the good news of Jesus in word and in sacrament. We receive power in Jesus each week, and there's a pattern to receiving that power. It was much the same pattern in the first century synagogue worship as we approach our gospel reading today at the start of Jesus' ministry. Jesus, of course, is a good follower of God, the best, and he goes to worship. And every Sabbath worship was roughly the same, coming together to hear God's word and pray, to receive God's word, to give thanks to God. Our gospel reading today from the beginning of Mark's gospel has Jesus worshiping in the local neighborhood synagogue. It's the congregation in Capernaum. And like here, you all talk to each other beforehand. They would have talked to each other there in Capernaum. How was your week? How's it going with Aunt so-and-so? You get the idea. And they knew what was going to happen. Roughly the same pattern every synagogue service on a Sabbath. And that's what makes our reading so strange today from Mark. Because Mark gives us a word three times in a very regular service that seems out of place. Immediately, three times, almost like a surprise out of a regular pattern. I think we could appreciate this. I've always thought Mark's gospel, which moves very quickly and is short, is kind of like a New York pace. This is a direct place. It doesn't pay to be indirect in New York. And you know, if you don't go immediately at a green light, you can bet someone behind you is going to honk right away. Direct. Immediate. We get it, don't we? But do we get it in the regular routines? Jesus is direct even in a regular pattern. In our gospel reading today, it says immediately Jesus enters the synagogue, like coming into a church service, and he begins teaching. And the teaching would have been regular each week, and there was a lectionary, or they followed a pattern like we do. But Jesus is direct, and like a New Yorker, they're astonished at his teaching. He seems a little different, even though it sounds kind of the same words. He's doing it, it says, with authority. He acted with authority. And there was something different about that Sabbath service. They couldn't quite place it, perhaps, a routine scripture readings and prayer, but Jesus is teaching with authority, and he acts with authority. Now, the word authority can originally mean here, it's kind of helpful, it literally means out of power. Out of power. Jesus not only teaches, but he gives out power. He gives out power in his word. There's nothing routine about that. And immediately or directly the power goes out, and there's a man with an unclean spirit. The power goes out and the true light exposes evil. And a man arises in evil. And it's one thing to hear about evil and open a book and theorize about evil and watch it on your news feed, but to read scripture, that's one thing, but to experience temptation and the devil and evil powers and shame and sin and burdens, that's what Jesus shows in our reading today. That's exactly what happens in our reading. The man with the evil in him says, "What have you come to do with us, plural, Jesus of Nazareth?" Scripture puts it this way. We can read it, but Jesus sees it in his account. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual forces of evil. and these spiritual forces of evil that many try and just bury under superstition, they're many. And they go by many names, and they say to Jesus, "What have you come to do with us?" All of it. Any force against Jesus, against his good news, against his power to save, against his presence, against God's goodness, that's a force of evil. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against that evil all around us, as Scripture says. We pray that God would keep us from temptation. To resist Jesus is that evil. And in our gospel reading, the man, the evil, knows exactly who Jesus is. He's the good one, the one who calls out and overpowers evil. Call out. That's what authority means. Jesus says to this man, "Be silent." It's almost like there's enough evil out there. Stop. Cut it out. Remember, that's what the word authority means, out of power. He calls evil out of power. Evil's out of power. There's nothing that can overcome Jesus and his power. And the people are amazed at this teaching. It's teaching acting with authority. On a regular Sabbath, in a regular congregation, with the traffic of daily life back there in first century Capernaum, just like today, a pattern of God's word and prayer, Jesus shows directly his power in an extraordinary way. Well, what about us? You know, it's one thing to read the Bible and hear God's word taking on sin and evil. Go, Jesus. But it's another thing to realize that God's power and authority is going to be direct to us. And I'm not talking about on a page. I'm talking about in the heart. It's one thing to hear it. It's another thing to receive it. Learning this and that about Jesus, that's instruction. That's important. Living better for Jesus, well, that's guidance. But directly, that's not really why Jesus shows up. He shows up in the ordinary patterns of life to give his power. The power of Jesus directly in our lives. And I think God's word opens up hearts today, doesn't it? Just like in first century Capernaum, what fears and anxieties are really troubling us? What addictions of sin are lurking beneath regular habits? What are we hiding from God? What does Jesus need to call out today? The addictions, the fears, the pain. When Jesus calls out sin, he calls out the power of sin. He calls it out of power. And in Jesus, through Jesus, that's when we realize that this sin has no power over us. That's why Jesus says, if you're free, you'll be free indeed. Jesus teaches and acts with authority directly in people's lives, directly in our lives. And for more power over sin, for more power in daily life, go to God's word directly. The living word, where Jesus immediately speaks directly to us. And even if you're feeling so out of power, empty, that's when Jesus shows up in an ordinary Sunday, in the middle of winter, in congregations like this, just like a congregation many years ago in Capernaum. He shows up and directly says, "You are mine. I claim you. I give you my power. I give you my presence forever." There is a temptation in the Christian life to go through the motions, to forget the daily reality of Jesus acting with authority in our lives. It is the same pattern of worship each Sunday. There is a pattern to receiving and giving. It's a good pattern. But what makes it good is that Jesus shows up in this pattern and makes it very good. In God's word, Jesus acts with authority. Authority, the same word for out of power. This week, wherever and whenever we're out of power, when we feel burdened, for times it seems that evil is winning out there, or even evil is winning in here, that's when Jesus directly and immediately shows up. Three times in our reading, the word immediately, he's there. He calls out to us. Who is this? They wonder. Congregation members in our gospel reading today, that even the evil in the world obeys him. He's a wonder. He's a power. Even when we are out of power, Jesus is there. Jesus is there in the pattern from Monday morning to Sunday night. Jesus gives his power to you, his presence directly and immediately when we need it the most. Amen.